woke up in the morning.
Let's begin with a new segment, sure to win your hearts and minds over the next few years.
On the radio. Broadcasting from the iconic 299 Queen Street West. Good morning.
This is Virgin Mornings.
Radiated through space.
With Adam Wilde, DJ, and Jax.
Your new morning show. Morning show.
Okay, so the snow thing is over. That's nice. It is -2 right now, but today, 7 degrees for the high. Yeah, it's not great. Tomorrow, let's add 10 to that.
Yeah.
17. And this weekend Love looks that. Good, too. 14 and 10. Sunny. Not bad. It's late April. You'd normally expect something like what we got yesterday most days, so that's pretty good. Happy, excited. Let's check in with everybody. TJ, what's on your mind?
Quick poll around the room. Jax, would you rather have a great body or more money?
More money.
Adam Wilde.
More money.
Producer Jesse.
Money.
You guys are all in the minority. 24% of people would rather have a great body than make more money. This is according to my favorite website on earth, studyfinds.org, who talked to 6 people.
Well, there are 2 things I've never had, so...
but the thing is if you have more money, you can just buy a better body. You know,
but
if you, you can get a personal trainer.
But if you have a better body, you can make more money because you just put yourself on OnlyFans. You're welcome.
That's a good point. Good point. People making big money there. Jax, what's up with you?
John Tory announced this morning that we're closing in on the million mark. Over close to 1 million vaccines have been administered.
Outstanding.
We're at 975,000.
That's great.
So,
that's great.
The city. Let's keep her going.
Thank you to all the workers who were administering those too. Apparently,
thank you.
When you can actually get in for an appointment, the people at on-site are incredible, and they're friendly and amazing, and I can't imagine how tough that job is, so thank you for doing what you do. Producer Jesse?
In a surprising twist, Carol Baskin and her husband, Howard, have come out and said that if Joe Exotic becomes an advocate for stopping big cat breeding, they're going to try and get him out of jail.
What?
Yeah, they had an exclusive interview with The Mirror in the UK, and they said if they can turn Joe Exotic into a big cat advocate, they will try and get him out of jail and drop all charges.
Will he do it?
I mean, yeah, I think he will.
He's pretty desperate.
I think once you've been to jail, you'd pretty much do anything to get out. It's not a fun place.
Even become friends with the person you're in jail for attempting to...
I would.
Exactly. Tiger King 2 is going to be so good.
It'd be amazing.
How much money do I have to give this show to stop talking about Tiger King?
This show, not enough money for the world.
He's the worst.
Tiger King, yes.
Yeah.
That's what's so interesting. Oh. Everybody's the bad guy.
They're all the worst.
Yeah, they're all terrible people.
Even Carol is also the worst.
Oh, yeah.
There's always a new plot twist.
Killed someone.
Allegedly. All right. Now. So coming up on the show, we got lots going on, including the everyday payday this morning at 8 and at 10. Imagine winning $100 every single day for the next 365. That's what we're talking about here. Keyword for you at 8. And Trinity Bellwoods had to put up more fences because people mobbed it. It's just crazy. So we'll get into why in a couple of songs. Right now, 7:10.
Is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Trinity Bellwoods Park had to put up a new fence around cherry blossoms after people trampled the first fence.
Oh, goodness gracious.
So last week, they installed tall green fences around the cherry blossoms. Now, there's a big portion of them in Bellwoods. They returned to the West End Park to block off another much smaller clump of trees, this one near Dundas. They figured they had a little bit more time. And because the trees were smaller, or there was a smaller clumping of them, they weren't as worried about it. So they used what's called snow fencing, which is essentially like waist-high, small planks of wood. They're painted orange. They're not very strong, but they'll do the job. They put them around a half dozen trees. When they returned on Monday, the orange woody fences that aren't very high have been completely trampled because people wanted to get closer to these small clump of trees and take photos because they couldn't get closer to the bigger patch.
That showed the fences.
Here's the hilarious part. Not only did staff install the taller silver fences around this clump of trees.
Like the real fences?
Yeah.
Yeah, like the construction ones.
Yeah.
Keep you out.
Oh, damn.
But they also resurrected the old orange fences that had been trampled as some sort of metaphor, I think.
Double fence.
They double fenced it, but the smaller fences are inside the bigger fence, and it's the most ridiculous thing I've ever seen in my life.
Well, you're probably exhausted by the time you get over the first fence. Yeah. Second fence, you're just caught there between two fences.
Yeah. Get out of there.
There's a couple in my neighborhood, a couple of places, houses that actually have cherry blossoms in front of their house. And there are people that will actually go up and take pictures in front of them.
Like, that, just, like, on some random person's front lawn.
That's what I wonder, because when I first moved to Toronto, I was like, oh, like, it's only Hyde Park and Bellwoods that have the cherry blossoms. No, they're everywhere.
They're everywhere. They're not exactly rare.
Yeah, like, you don't need to go to Bellwoods and trample fence, double fences. They're all over the place.
Or you can maybe forego your pink tree picture for this year.
Nobody cares.
No, like, you need to do it. Trample as many fences as you can in the way, too.
It's just a pink tree. You'll be okay. It's 99.9 Virgin Radio.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Sometimes when you're single, you have pieces of furniture that people you date just kind of look past. And they go, okay, well, you know what? He's a good person. So at least I can, you know, I can deal with the fact that he's got an ugly brown couch, which is what I currently have, an ugly brown couch. And everybody hates the couch.
I mean,
we're locked down, so who cares?
It's a terrible couch.
Now,
it's awful.
We talked last summer about TJ and his apartment that he had just moved into and the fact that he sleeps on the floor.
Don't try to clarify.
It's sorta on the floor.
So you had a bed frame that took you several inches off the floor.
Yeah, it was about 4 inches off the ground.
Right.
I measured.
And around that time, you were also complaining about back pain.
The two are unrelated.
Yeah. He could, like, stand up at his desk here.
You're like,
So, you know, we were kind of chiding him about that. And he's like, whatever, I'm single. Whatever. And he wasn't really single. He was dating Val. But, you know, they weren't together in the sense that they weren't living together, right? And so I guess Val kind of bit her lip, didn't say anything. Mm-hmm. But
sweet
officially,
darling,
as of today, TJ,
I have a bed frame now.
Oh wow.
I had to get rid of my 4-inch tall bed frame because we didn't like it.
I mean, she's right, though. Like, Val is not wrong. I've seen that bed.
Yeah.
It's so low.
And now we have one of the ones from IKEA, so things are going well.
We got a text message at 999-99-647. Hey, TJ, did you put that in an access storage locker because you're now a storage locker influencer?
Oh, yeah.
I actually did because they have so much space for all of my goods.
Stop.
And just a reminder that if you head to 999virtualradio.ca, you can win 6 months free from access storage.
There it is. So, you know, I wanted to know, because these conversations are always really interesting. If, in my experience anyway, if I have ever told somebody that I didn't really like some of the stuff they had, they get mad.
Yeah.
And then they come off and they're like, okay, maybe you're right.
Yeah.
They get a little defensive first. How did you handle it when Val broached the subject? Like, how did that conversation go?
I was pretty good with it, to be honest, because she's not wrong. It's a ridiculous bed frame, and it looked stupid.
Oh, now it's ridiculous.
Well, I was living on the ground. Like,
when we brought it up, you were upset, though. It was so low.
You know, I've grown.
Okay.
I've grown.
Okay. All right.
So I was pretty okay. Also, Val is very much out of my league. So whenever she says things, I'm like, yeah, okay, we'll do that. We'll get a mom from IKEA. I'm down for that.
Sounds like a yes to me. All right. Now, this officially, I believe today, marks the end of TJ's bachelorhood. It's over now.
I had a good run.
28 years old, not bad.
Yeah.
Good first 28. Thanks. Now we're looking towards the next first 28 years. Goodbye, TJ's bachelorhood. We wanted to ask you the same question. 416-872-9999-999 to text. You move in with your partner and they're like, you can come, but that sure isn't. What was the thing that you had to get rid of that marked the end of your bachelorette/bachelorhood? Again, 999-999, text, call, 416-872-9999. It's 99.9 Virgin Radio.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
So the question is, you moved in with somebody and they said, I want you to come, but I do not want that piece of furniture. So we get a call, 416-872-9999. Sir, we understand through producer Jesse that you made the right choice.
Not really. I used to sleep in model cars as a baby, you know?
Wait a second. Wait a second.
Guy.
Whoa. Okay, all right. So what did you have to get rid of?
I didn't have to get rid of them. I just had to leave them at my parents' house.
Okay.
Okay, what was it?
What was it?
My model cars. All my Formula One model cars.
How many?
Okay.
Every single Michael Schumacher model car ever made.
Wow. Many. So we're talking, what, 20, 30?
No, we're talking like closer to like 60, 70.
Whoa. I mean, maybe she Maybe Whoa. You didn't have the room.
That's just like they're worth money, you know. So I will never get rid of them. They're all in the box. They're all mint condition.
They're not worth any money if you won't get rid of them.
I know. But I'm gonna just pass them down.
Okay,
right?
Fair enough. Now let me ask: are they die-cast, or are they the ones you put together and painted and did yourself?
No, they're die-cast. They're all die-cast.
And how did the conversation go? She said those aren't coming, and what did you say?
Those are like my pride and joy. And she's like, well, me or the cars. And I'm like, I guess I'll choose you.
Easy choice.
You know, they're safe and sound at mom and dad's,
that's right?
Yes, they are very safe and sound at mom and dad's, that's for sure.
All right. Well, listen, Chris, I respect it because I love Formula One as well. But you made the right choice, buddy. I know it's hard, but you made the right choice.
Thank you.
And we have got some unbelievable texts at 999999. TJ?
I haven't moved in with my boyfriend yet, but he has this coat rack made of old hockey sticks and pucks. And I can assure you, when we do move in, that will not be joining us.
Not invited.
I can absolutely
picture it. Oh, boy. Yeah. That's good.
Another one from the 647. I had a pillow I had used since I was 5 every night. Brought it everywhere. And yeah, now it's missing.
That's probably for the best sanitation.
People get very attached to pillows.
And blankets.
Yeah.
But you know what? As long as you wash them and you take good care of them, maybe you can hold on
See
to
that?
Them.
Like, I have a blanket that my grandmother knitted me when I was a little,
little
boy.
No, get rid of it.
My mom now has it because I'm afraid I'll lose it.
Yeah.
But when Everly goes and stays at my mom's.
Oh, don't.
Then she sleeps with that.
Oh,
which is
okay. That's a
you know, you gotta
heart.
Have that. But a pillow is like.
It's a lot of drool.
There is
There's decades of drool in that pillow.
Yeah, exactly. All right.
Okay, maybe you're right.
So can you know what I mean, right? It's just a little, wow. All right, now, 999-416-872-9999. You were moving in, but one of the things you owned was not coming with you. What was it? It ended your bachelorette hood.
Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
A 99.9 Virgin Radio.
So you moved in with somebody. You got to bring all your prized possessions with you, except for the thing that they hated. And that really effectively ended you being a bachelor or bachelorette. 999999 to text, what did you have to get rid of?
From the 647, I made my fiance get rid of his bed, his pillows, and his old duvet. I did, however, lose the battle over his ugly bar stool.
Yeah, we don't care so much. I mean, like, I don't know a single one of my friends cares about a duvet more than something like you could sit on bar stool sort of. I bet it's like has like a Toronto Maple Leaf logo on it or something like that. So you're never getting rid of that ever.
Yikes. No, TJ, you're a duvet guy.
I'm a big duvet guy. Yeah.
You're also a floor sleep guy.
Yeah, I also like sleeping on the floor. So what do I know about sleep? After the 905, when me and my now husband, boyfriend at the time, moved in together, he insisted on bringing all of his hockey trophies. I agreed, thinking he would box them and store them, but that wasn't the case. He seriously thought I was going to let him put childhood house league hockey trophies in our living room.
He's like, hey, I earned those. I still have mine.
I do too. They're in my dad's basement.
I still have my championship trophy. Grade 9. House league, and my team was called John's Carpet Sales, and I was the captain because remember you had the local like sponsor, right? That would be your John's Carpet Sales.
Triumphant.
I have a most improved player trophy, which means I was really bad, and then I got a little bit better.
There it is. There it is.
From the 647, when my fiance at the time and I were going back and forth to my parents' basement and her house in Hamilton, she made me roll up my rug. You know, that rug with roads and parking spots, the kitty rug. I said, I love that rug. She said, yeah, I don't. And now my son is using it.
Oh, okay.
So
that's actually where it should be used.
Yeah. Yes. For a child.
It shouldn't be that shouldn't be a conversation piece in your bedroom.
Maybe should have been the whole way. Yeah, anyway.
Last one here from the 905. My husband wanted to bring about 25, maybe more, unopened boxes of new baseballs. Does he play baseball? No. Just wanted baseballs.
Why did he have baseballs?
Why did he have over 25 of them?
Yeah. What do you do with them?
Can I just make an observation?
What is it?
It seems to be always the husbands that are bringing these things.
Or you could flip that around and say, it seems to be always the wives are making us get rid of our treasures.
Yeah.
Treasures. 78 hockey trophies from the early 90s.
I earned those. 25 unused baseball from a guy who doesn't. No, Jax has a point here. Jax is right.
Nope. Doubt that. Doubt that alone.
Virgin Mornings.
With What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
Doug Ford still uses a BlackBerry Classic from the year 2014. Doug Ford is isolating right now after workplace COVID-19 exposure. And aides are saying he's having a hard time downloading attachments because he's using a BlackBerry Classic. Quote, 8 say Ford still uses a BlackBerry Classic phone for calls, texts, and emails, but the device is so old that downloading attachments can be challenging. The premier is so accustomed to the vintage 2014 smartphone that he has a stack of them and gets refurbished models.
I'm sure that these aides have a lot of time to be teaching him technology right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I will say this. Nothing will ever beat the BlackBerry keyboard. Nothing.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
It was pretty spectacular. Yeah. I've never texted faster than I did on BBM.
The rolly ball on the
car. Oh, man.
What was the one with the leather on the back? The BlackBerry with the leather
on the back? Oh, that was way above me. I only had the curve of the edge.
All right, rich boy.
Yeah. Things are going pretty well in grade 11,
guys. Leather phone boy.
Here's the sweet spot for how many cups of coffee you should drink. This, according to a new study out of Portugal, that found that the exact number is 5. That's where you'll be at the most alert, and also your memory will be better, and you'll learn stuff faster. So start throwing them back. It's from my favorite website on there, studyfinds.org. Men who wear shirts with big logos seem to get it on more often. This, according to a new study of the University of Michigan, that found that we automatically make assumptions about men who wear shirts with big logos on the front. Think like the big Nike swoop or the Adidas logo, etc. Here's what we assume about them. They get it on with more people. They're harder to trust. They're less reliable, and they're not relationship material.
So they're F-boys.
Yeah. Researchers think it's because these shirts are really loud and make us think of a peacock flashing their feathers.
Where do you find this information?
The dark web.
You know, though, I can see it. A big logo on somebody, I'm like, okay, that's a bit much. Yeah, it's...
But
you look offended. You look offended.
I'm upset.
No. It doesn't get you laid more. It makes people think that you do.
Oh. Yeah. I'm less upset.
Perception. That's what's trending on TV.
Ghostin is powered by Ghost Kitchens.
Order from over 20 food brands and get everything in one delivery, like Quiznos and Cinnabon.
Visit Uber Eats, skip the dishes, and DoorDash for a Ghost Kitchen location near you. Virgin Mornings.
Why did you never text her back? What happened?
Ghosted.
Are you ready for the truth?
I am, definitely.
So we got Carter. You know what? I have to respect Carter, and I think this is the way you should date. Lined up multiple dates on Zoom on the same day.
Yeah.
Because why not? Right, Carter?
It seemed like a really good idea at the time.
Yeah. But the first one didn't go so well, right?
It did not. Oh. Didn't go well at all. Both parties completely uninterested. Yeah. Bored. Zero chemistry.
Okay.
But number two was Haley. This ends in a ghosting, but it starts okay, right?
I mean, it actually started a little bumpy, and that was on me. Because I was, a little disaster from that first one had me down, but she worked me back up. I was like, yeah, all right, this is going good.
Okay.
And then suddenly we're having a good time, and I thought we had something, had a little connection, and I really thought I was killing it with Haley by the end, and I guess something went wrong.
Did you accidentally maybe call her by the first person's name?
Yeah.
Yeah, what was the first person's name?
Well, her name was Gloria.
Did you call her Gloria?
I don't think I did.
Okay, all right. Okay. All right,
let's give him some anxiety.
Well, overthink about that.
So there's nothing that you think, hey, it could have been this moment, it could have been that moment that stands out to you?
No, I really think, after the first little chunk of the date, we were really getting along, having fun. I thought I was charming her.
All right.
And just didn't happen. Just never got a second shot. Never texted me back.
So what we are going to do with Carter is we are going to call Haley with Carter listening on the phone and see why she hasn't returned any of those. Now, she won't know Carter's there. So this is going to be exciting. We'll get to it next.
Virgin Mornings.
Why did you never text her back? What happened?
Ghosted.
Are you ready for the truth?
I am.
If you haven't met Carter, sounds like a pretty good guy. And he's a smart guy. Stacked a couple of dates on the same day. The first one was terrible. The second one, though, he kind of went in and was like, oh, this was depressing. And she brought him up in his words. But then, Carter, Haley never called you back.
She did not.
No text messages, nothing.
Not even a whisper.
All right, so that's not great. Yeah. But we could still find out that it could be something small. Oftentimes it is. Carter, however, sometimes these answers can be like really, really bad.
Yeah.
Are you sure you want to hear them?
I don't think it'll be that bad. I mean, let's see what happens.
I like that confidence. Yeah.
How could it be that bad, right? Yeah, that's a good. Sometimes you get ghosted and you're like, it's got to be something. Yeah. It's got to be them. Yeah. Anyway, so let's get into it. Let's call Haley.
Hello?
Hi there. We're looking for Haley.
Hi. Yeah, this is Haley. Who's this?
Haley, it's Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax from 99.9 Virgin Radio. Good morning. Hi.
Hi.
Hello.
May I ask why you're calling me?
Sure, of course. We're on a bit of a fact-finding mission. Got a couple questions for you about a ghosting in your area. We hear it's a hot spot.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah, you know,
she's so sketched out. All right.
You know Carter, right?
Oh, yeah.
Why'd you ghost him?
I mean, he's just not my vibe. I'm not really into, like, the whole magic thing, so...
The whole magic thing?
Yeah. I mean, I had a Zoom date with Carter. That's why you're calling, right?
Yes. Yeah.
What kind of magic?
Well, he pulled out a deck of cards.
Oh, no.
He did several magic tricks for me.
Incredible.
And, I mean, I don't know if he could see the eye roll that I gave him, but I think I even groaned at one point. I'm not really into guys that use magic tricks.
Magic men, not into girls. Okay.
Ring, ring, it's Chris Angel calling. Are you sure about that?
He's pretty hot.
Exactly.
Wow. Was Carter wearing an Affliction t-shirt by chance?
Stop.
Did he keep whispering, are you ready? Right before he pulled out a card trick?
All right. So, Haley, we were calling to offer you a second date that we would pick up. We'll foot the bill for it if you'd like to reconnect with Carter, but completely understand if it's not your vibe. So let us know. Do you think you'd want to go on another date with him, or is it just not for you?
No. I'm sorry. It's just not for me. Okay. That's really nice of you guys.
No.
But I just not into it.
Not everyone is for everyone else.
Exactly.
Right?
That's very fair.
So, Haley, we appreciate your honesty this morning, and we're going to let you go, okay?
Yeah, cool. Thank you.
Take care.
Ciao.
Okay, and her line is dead. Carter.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
You didn't mention the magic, man.
Brought the cards.
Well, you know, I think she's got it all wrong, you know?
Tell us more.
Before the pandemic, I break out the deck of cards at the bars. And girls would be so impressed with the trick.
I bet they
would.
I get
numbers all the time. I guess maybe magic doesn't translate over Zoom.
Yep.
Maybe not. I don't think he's wrong. I remember being at a bar once and there was a couple of magicians and they were doing tricks and they were surrounded by people.
Really?
It's really hard to do. Yeah, it's quite impressive.
And that was the reason I went home alone that night.
It was the magicians.
Magicians.
Yeah, okay, well listen, Carter, everybody's got their thing, right?
Yeah, exactly.
So it just wasn't her thing, so you just move on. I mean, listen, it's not like you're having trouble tracking these Zoom dates down, apparently. Yeah. You can stack them in a day.
I got three more tomorrow.
All right, So what are we even doing this call for? Carter, best of luck, but I guess you don't need it, man.
Thank you, guys.
All right, later.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Okay, so they're bringing something back that was a very, very popular series. And it's going to be The Other Side. And it involves one Hilary Duff.
I love Hilary Duff.
Okay.
Is it like a Friends spinoff?
What?
But it's called Not Friends, and it's just a bunch of people who don't like each other.
Okay.
Almost, I guess. So, TJ's a big fan of the show called How I Met Your Mother.
Him Yum.
Ew.
Now Him it's going to be, I don't even know what that would be, but Hilary Duff will star in How I Met Your Father.
Incredible. This is fantastic news. This is the best news that's ever been newsed.
I mean, why not take a crazy chance?
Why not?
Do you not want better for yourself?
Oh, clearly not. I'm very happy with how this...
I Met Your Mother is not funny. I'm just going to say it. Him Yum is not funny. I'm just going to say it.
Listen, Jax, we can't all be born with taste, and that is
apparent. No, okay. All right. Now, two of you need to bag it off for a second.
Okay.
I think, personally, that this show will be as good as the last one, which means there will be an audience of people that like it. And then there'll be people like Jax and I who are like, I don't understand.
So not
you
good.
See that, Jax? That's how you insult. That was a polite insult. A couple
Passive
years ago.
Aggressively?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, no, I think it was quite direct. I just, you know, there will be people that love and people that don't.
A couple of years ago, there was talks that How I Met Your Father show was in the works. And for whatever reason, they couldn't figure it out. And now that they got Hilary Duff on board, you got the Duff dog. I'm in.
All right.
It's
I don't know
work.
How busy she was right now. You know, the Lizzie reboot never came. So.
If you are a writer and you get a TV show in, You make a lot of money just to even have the pilot done. Mm-hmm. It's just great. And sometimes I wonder about these pitch meetings. Like, imagine The Masked Singer, which is an enormous hit.
Yes.
Imagine I came to the room, this room, and said, guys, what we're going to do is we're going to dress celebrities up in bizarre costumes like a banana and a frog.
Incredible.
And we're going to have them sing in front of an audience, and you got to guess. Oh, and somehow Nick Cannon's involved.
And also Ken Jeong.
Yeah.
Like, I don't...
I don't know how you get to that stage, but that's pretty
landing
incredible.
Better than Himyum.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Okay. So here's the question at 416-872-9999. Are you Team TJ or are you Team Jax on this one? I'm going to remove, well, I guess Team
no,
Jax.
No, you better, you all better right, come fine. Back all right, to my team.
Do you think How I Met Your Father with Hilary Duff, who maybe isn't known for the best acting.
Hey, that's right.
Do you think it's going to work? Are you in or are you out? That's the question. 999-999 or 416-872-9999.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
How I Met Your Father, starring Hilary Duff, is a show that is in development currently. Now, there are those who love How I Met Your Mother, like TJ.
Yep.
There are those who really dislike it, Jax and I. However, I feel like, you know what? People like their thing. I'm not going to yuck their yum.
Oh, yeah. I am.
You know? So, our question with this is like, okay, Hilary Duff, How I Met Your Father. Are you in or are you out? 416-872-9999. What do you think?
No. How I Met Your Mother was horrible.
All right, thanks for your time. Have a great night.
So you don't think, like, here's the thing. I feel like, much like with the Big Bang Theory, that it will be...
Don't
not,
you dare compare How I Met Your Mother
I
to the Big Bang
Theory.
No. There are certain shows that I'm like, man, people love it. Yeah. I'm not going to hate, but that's not for me. You know what I mean? Do you think it's going to be successful?
No.
Oh, Melissa, wow. Melissa, what are some of your favorite shows?
Well, I do like the Big Bang, but I like the drama series. Mm. So
if people aren't crying in the hospital, you're not in.
Yeah. I'm gotcha. A big New Amsterdam person.
Yeah.
And I like This Is Us.
I want to watch
and then
Grey's
ER.
Anatomy where every character dies.
Okay, easy. She called in to help us.
You're amazing, Melissa. Thank you for your call.
Thanks, Melissa.
Thanks, darling.
Ciao.
And what did the text messages say?
It's pretty split on the text from the 905. Jax, I have never disagreed with you until this day. How I Met Your Mother is a gem.
Wow.
Come back to me.
Another one from the 416. My concern about the show is that they butchered the finale, which is a fair point.
They did.
But I think it's worth a try. From 905, I love TJ, but I'm with Jax on this one. How I Met Your Mother isn't funny. Okay, you're dead to me. Another one from the 647. I love Himyum, but reboots are usually bad. I'm out for this one. Team TJ, How I Met Your Mother is my favorite show. Yes, step into my web. Another one from the 416. I love Himyum, and I'm cautiously...
Stop calling it Himyum.
That's what it's called. And I'm cautiously optimistic about How I Met Your Father. Hilary Duff isn't the worst in Younger, which is a show she's in. So... maybe there is hope.
You know what they need to do? They need to assemble an all-time cast of people that were famous but could never act. And
Adam.
So Hilary Duff.
Take that out of your mouth.
Taylor Lautner. Remember how bad he was?
No, please, Kristen Stewart. I love you more.
I'm a wolf.
I'm a wolf.
This isn't about Adam. This isn't about that, okay? We were doing so well. Don't you dare bring Taylor into this.
I know we're allies in this, Jax, but holy smokes.
Nah, she's great. She's in that thing. You know, she did a great performance in that show. You know the one. Yeah.
That one. Yeah. For sure. Okay.
Go back to watching Himyum.
It's 99.9 Virgin Radio. Shawn Mendes
and Justin Bieber.
Virgin Mornings
with What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
Trinity Bellwoods Park had to put up a new fence around cherry blossoms after people trampled the first one. So last week they put up tall fences around the largest cherry blossom trees at Trinity Bellwoods Park, but there is another smaller grouping of them near Dundas. There's like six of them or so. They use what's called snow fencing, which is like waist high, it's thin, orange wood.
Yeah.
When they came back on Monday, the woody fences were completely trampled. So they installed taller silver fences, which are legit like construction fencing.
Like,
and also resurrected the orange snow fencing so that there's now two fences blocking six trees.
Okay. All right.
I love the ingenuity. Here's the sweet spot for how many cups of coffee you should drink in a day, according to a new study out of Portugal. Any guesses?
Nope, you won't be able to. It's 5.
Wow.
5 is a ridiculous amount of coffee.
Good.
But they're saying that's the point. That's when you'll be the most alert. And also your memory will be better and you'll learn stuff faster. So just start throwing them back. According to...
It's a lot of caffeine.
That. Portuguese sense. That's okay. That's enough.
Scary story out of Sacramento, California. A mom in Sacramento named Yana woke up recently in the middle of the night. It was 1 a.m. Thought somebody was breaking into her house. She was sleeping with her 2-year-old daughter. She had some soothing meditation music on. But over the music, she heard crashing and banging coming from another room. So she locked herself in the bathroom, dialed 911, whispered the whole time so that whoever broke in wouldn't hear her. Police showed up right away. They kicked in her door, expecting to find a burglar. But it turned out it was just a robot vacuum.
I have told you time and time again, these robot vacuums are dangerous, man.
Yana has an older son who doesn't like chores, and he didn't want a vacuum. So he set up their old Roomba, which hadn't been used in 2 years.
Oh my God.
And he was gone for the weekend, but he set up the timer on it. So in the middle of the night, the thing turned on, started cleaning, and fell down the stairs.
I like it. I like it a lot.
That's terrifying.
That's what's trending up, TJ.
Thank you, TJ. Just want to throw this out there. Everyday payday. Another keyword, 60 minutes at 10 a.m.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Producer Jesse's Trivia always gets you a Google Smart Home Mini. All you have to do is pick the person who will win this game. Is it Jax? Is it TJ? Is it me, Adam Wilde? Game changes every single day. Jesse, what are we doing today?
Today, in honor of Earth Day, we're doing tracks that were sampled, recycled, and reused. So I'll play you a track, and you got to tell me what track sampled, reused, and recycled that song.
As an aside, can I just say... He's so flippin' clever.
Right? Yeah. I know, the innovator over here.
Every time we have, like, every day it's a new contest. This is not easy to do. So,
a
producer Jesse, I just want to say. Yeah.
No, I have to give credit to our boss who put the bug in my ear about this one.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Well,
she gave us the hint.
Karen Steele is quite intelligent as well.
There you go.
We're trying to ruin our show because we're all going to lose it this
Yeah,
exactly. Thanks, Karen. All right. Track number one, play it. First person to buzz in and tell me what song this song sampled gets the point that round.
All right.
Raindrops on roses and whiskers
TJ.
On kittens.
Ariana Grande, 7 Rings.
Hey!
TJ.
True.
The track kicks in about 15 seconds in, so if you don't get it by 15 seconds, nobody gets a point that round.
Ah.
FYI.
That's good.
Ooh.
Wow.
That's a good one.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Smart. Okay.
Right. Yeah, Ariana Grande is very talented.
Yeah. She's got a good future, I think.
Yeah.
All right. Song number two is Edge of 17 by Stevie Nicks.
Adam,
you know this
Destiny's
one.
Destiny's Child?
Yes.
Destiny's Child. Oh, my God.
Jax.
Jax?
Bootylicious.
Thank you.
Ah! That's a good one. I can't think of Survivor.
Wow.
Can you handle it? All right.
That's a point for TJ and Jax.
They're not having a good week.
No. All right. This song is Timmy Thomas's Why Can't We Live Together?
Tell me why.
Oh, TJ.
Jax.
I gotta say my name. I didn't say my name.
TJ, you're up first. What song is it?
Drake.
Oh,
and One Dance.
Jax.
Adam, no.
Hotline Bling.
Ah, Jax, yeah! Point.
Damn it.
Here it is.
Call me on my cell phone. It doesn't help that you dance when you get them right, Jax.
I know.
I need to feel the beat.
Adam, you gotta say something, buzz, not just your hand.
I was like,
that's that
not
your
my name. My name is not, it's not TJ and Jax. It's Adam Wilde, TJ and Jax.
Yeah, all right, your middle name is
Yeah, sorry all for right. anybody that picked me. I apologize. All right.
Here is Sheik's Good Time.
It's a good song.
You guys know what song this is?
Jax, Cool and Gang Celebration. Celebrate? No.
Jax out. The song we play on the station is going to kick in 15 seconds. What song is it?
Adam, Dua Lipa Levitating.
No.
I don't know.
TJ?
TJ, Dua Lipa, Don't Stop Now.
Oh!
Do you hear it?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
That's a good time.
Oh, wow. Damn,
but that bass line has been used like in 40 different songs.
Yeah. That's why I thought it was Cool in the Gang. Damn,
yeah.
Okay.
No, Cool in the Gang would have probably come before Sheik.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So,
well,
all right. Yeah, Jax. Right.
Yeah.
And also, what are the chances we're going to do a Cool in the Gang answer?
Yeah.
There are songs we play on the station, Jax.
2 seconds in, Jax is like, it's Cool in the Gang. I'll take it by
I'm going to go with the Beatles on that one.
You know, Elvis.
Yeah, you know what? It's not not my fault. I have a classic taste, okay?
All right. So this one's really difficult.
Okay, all right.
This is phrase over my head. I've looped the back part of the chorus because in there you'll hear the song that we play on the station.
The fray.
Yes.
Okay. It's seconds left in overtime. She's on your mind. She's on your
mind. Do you guys hear it? It's right there. It's gonna come back one more time.
Oh, I don't get
it. No
guess. I have no idea.
Oh, boy.
All right, here it is.
Okay.
Can I try? TJ Olivia Rodrigo driver's license?
What?
Oh no!
Do you
way.
Hear the piano?
Oh, so they just staccatoed it.
Yeah.
Wow, dude, this is so hard.
In a million years,
this is incredible.
I wouldn't have got that.
Those were a little hard.
Yeah. Here's an easier one. Oh,
no, let's do the last one. We got one more.
Terra Mia Beach Mine by Lata Mangeshkar.
Sorry, can you say that again?
Nope.
Kind of mumbled.
All right.
TJ.
Britney Spears Toxic.
Thank you. That is it.
Yeah.
There it is. You can hear it. Ha! I got one at the end, but I believe Jax wins.
Jax wins with 2 points.
Hey!
So if you pick Jax.
That was really hard.
We could be picking you and calling you.
Baby, can't you see?
And saying that you win a Google Smart Home Mini, so don't screen out our calls.
Free Britney.
Free Britney, damn right.
Indeed.
Yeah.
Indeed.
Hearts and minds.
All right.
Stop it.
So if you hear, if you see an unknown name calling you, it's us. It's your Google Smart Home Mini.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
So a celebrity follows you on Instagram or Twitter, Snapchat, TikTok, whatever. And you try to message them, and you hope that you get a response. I remember interviewing Shawn Mendes when he was a kid. And producer Jesse was actually there for that. Like, Shawn Mendes, when Life of the Party had just come out, he came on the show in the afternoon when I was doing afternoons. We played the song, and he said to us, he wasn't saying much during the song, and he had the headphones on, and he's like, this is the first time I've ever heard my song on the radio.
No, that's cool.
Which was kind of cool. And, like, you know, we're like, wow, good for you. That's great.
Yeah.
But then, of course, afterwards, you know, he shoots you a follow or whatever. And he still follows me. But, like, Shawn Mendes isn't going to, like, we're not messaging each other,
Shawn
right?
Shawn Mendes follows you?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
So does Pitbull and Black Eyed Peas.
No. Let's focus
Zara
on Shawn Mendes.
Zara Larson and, yeah, like.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And
I got Shawn Desmond.
You got that? Love Shawn Desmond.
Yeah, sweetheart.
Great One dude. Of the nicest people in music history. He's amazing. I love him. But Jax got... Her dream boy.
Yeah.
And that's Devin Sawa.
Yeah.
Now, why did he follow you in the first place?
Well, because I followed him. I followed him. And I had retweeted something he was complaining about Doug Ford. So he's in town, I do believe, right now, filming something. But I loved, and I'm 32, so like 90s girl, I loved like your JTTs and your Devin Sawas. They were all over my wall. And I loved Casper.
Into the Wild,
like,
Final
Destination.
Into the Wild,
Final
Destination.
I loved him. Like, I just, his middle part was dreamy. So I still think about him often enough to retweet him. So I... as we
he's
know
good
yesterday,
on Twitter.
And
he's, very funny.
He's really funny on Twitter. And as we know yesterday, you guys had to talk me into messaging my dream guy, and you guys helped me. So I wrote, "My dearest Devin, roses are red, violets are blue. I may now be gay, and you have a wife and children, but I still love you."
Now we're like, we yesterday when we talked about this with you, we were like, okay, so you know, you shoot us a text, you tell us what Jack should say. Let's see if we can get him to respond. And he did.
He did respond.
I can't believe this.
This is crazy.
He responded within an hour.
Really?
Within an hour?
Within an hour.
So before the end of the show?
Like right after the show, but I wanted to save it and it took everything in my body.
What happened? What did he say?
All right, are you guys ready for this?
Yes.
Thanks, Jax.
Oh. That's it.
That's all it says.
Oh my God,
that's
can you screen grab that? We're throwing that on Virgin Radio Toronto Instagram so you
and
can
no,
see that.
And you didn't say anything back?
No punctuation, nothing. No, I shot my shot and I got turned out. I got
you left him
Jax.
On red is what you did.
No, he left me on thanks, Jax.
That sounds like an opening.
No way.
Yeah.
Thankful for you, Devin. That's what I just sent back to him.
No, don't give me back my phone. Give me back my phone.
All right, so this got me thinking. All right, so... I remember after I interviewed Zara Larson, I DM'd her and said, "Hey, thanks so much. You were great. She was awesome. Yeah. Great interview." Didn't hear back. Didn't expect to.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever messaged a celebrity on DM and had them respond? Other than thanks, Jax.
Like, Like no period or exclamation mark.
So that's the question. 416-872-9999. 999 text. We want to know what celebrity you DM'd and they actually responded. What did they say? I have a feeling a lot of these are going to be fun.
Yeah, I think so too.
Hit us up. 999 text. Here's the weekend. Save your tears. Virgin Radio.
Is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
You DM'd with a celebrity. Who was it? What'd you guys talk about? 416-872-9999 to call us. So this one is wild. Who did you talk to and where?
So I follow Katherine Hagel on Facebook.
Okay.
And she had posted something that I commented on, and I ended up getting a DM back on Messenger.
From Katherine Hagel. What?
It was from this, yes.
What?
So she was like, oh, I just want to be grateful and thank my followers. And it's so nice that you're following me. And I'm just having this giveaway. And I thought that the whole thing was a little off. And I'm like, I don't believe you're actually Katherine Hagel. I don't think she starts messaging random people.
Yeah.
And she goes, are you freaking kidding me? And I'm like, okay, I guess I offended her.
Oh.
And so she goes on and she keeps repeating herself like a bot that I'm trying to have a giveaway. I need your address.
I knew it was too good to be true.
Yeah, that's a bot.
Exactly. So I have no idea what that was about.
Oh. Sounds like you nailed it. Hey, thank you so much for letting us call you. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Have a great day. And by the way, we don't want your address. It's really us.
Yeah, it's definitely us.
I know.
And by the way, good rule of thumb when you're talking, when you think you're DMing with celebrities. If it's Facebook, you're not. Because they've all kind of migrated away. Like, some maintain pages. I know Vin Diesel puts up weird posts, and he's got, like, a crazy devoted following on Facebook.
Yeah.
But, again, it's never them. It's always, like, their managers and stuff like that. Sometimes, though, like, if someone, like, if Chrissy Teigen follows you and DMs you, it's probably Chrissy Teigen. You know what I mean?
Yeah, there's some that, like, chill on the internet and do funny stuff.
100%. 100%. What do we got on text?
From the 647, I messaged my brother's or my boyfriend's favorite pro sleather, Chris Brand, to sneakily ask if he could sign a photo or something for him for his birthday.
Sick.
He was super nice, and he wrote a personalized message on the picture, sent a bunch of sledding stickers, and mailed it all the way from Colorado for free.
Oh,
my boyfriend was shocked and so happy. That's really sweet.
Really cool.
Another cool one from the 416. After a night at the club way back before COVID, my ex tweeted Tiesto and had us to ask about the song he played mid-set. It was fire. Tiesto then responded to the tweet. It was his new song, and I guess that was the first time he had mentioned that the new remix that he had ever, that it hadn't even been released yet.
Pretty cool.
Tiesto's apparently a sweetheart, too. Like, he gets back to a lot of his fans.
Heard good things about him, yeah.
From the 705, not to brag, but I messaged at on-air TJ and got a response, which is just a reminder that you can always follow along with my journey, at on-air TJ.
Here's what I would say, and no offense, TJ, but I have higher standards when it comes to celebrities.
No, a lot of offense.
Virgin Mornings.
With What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
Trinity Bellwoods Park had to put up a fence around the cherry blossoms after people trampled the first one. So there's the big collection of cherry blossom trees that people always take pictures at, and they put up big, heavy-duty fences around that to stop people from taking pictures. That's fine. There's also a much smaller clump of trees near Dundas. There's like six of them, and they thought they could get away with just what they call snow fencing, which is like waist-high wood fencing. It's painted orange. And they were very wrong, because when they came back on Monday, they were trampled. So in order to fix this, they put up a taller silver fence and also resurrected the orange snow fencing.
Oh, for God's
so there's
sakes.
Now two fences protecting six cherry blossom trees, all because we want to post the exact same photo on Instagram.
Double fence.
Chaos.
They're pink trees.
And they're
trees
everywhere.
And they're pink. Yeah, it's not
they're
like
everywhere.
They're rare. There are people that have them on their front lawn.
I'm on Ossington. Like, there's some on Ossington.
There you go.
Come on now.
Let's go to Ossington.
Fans of How I Met Your Mother are pumped because it's confirmed that a sequel called How I Met Your Father is coming out, and it's going to be starring Hilary Duff. That's how you know it's going to be good. It will look at the story of Sophie, played by Duff, who tells her son the story of, you guessed it, how she met his father. It's going to be going back to the year 2021. Hey, that's this year. And Sophie and her friends navigating the world of dating apps and relationships. Not clear yet on if there's going to be much of a link to the original show, who else is going to be in it, or when it's out, but it's going to be on Hulu, which I don't believe we have in Canada, so we'll have
probably be on Crave then.
Yeah.
Oh, praise be. Hey, men who wear shirts with big logos seem to get it on more. At least that's the perception, according to a new study out of the University of Michigan. people assume these things about men who wear big logoed shirts. They get it on with more people, they're harder to trust, they're less reliable, and they're not relationship material. The researchers think it's because the shirts are really loud and make us think of peacocks flashing their feathers. They're trying to have sex and not settle down.
You know what this reminds me of? You know those meme starter packs online? The husband that yells at his family in public starter pack.
I mean, true.
Oakley sunglasses, Monster energy drink, Fox sticker.
A tap out shirt?
Yeah.
Gross. Gross.
Damn.
That's what's trending on TJ.
Hey, how about this? $100 every single day in 2021. We got that for you next.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
I know when I say the name Doug Ford, it's going to elicit feelings one way or the other. And I want you to put those feelings aside for just a second, because we're not going to focus on the press conference he's having right now. We're going to focus on the phone he uses. TJ, you brought this up in trending.
Yes.
Doug Ford uses a phone from what year?
2014, the BlackBerry Classic.
What?
Wow. He likes the phone so much that he has a stack of them, and he gets refurbished models. He just feels comfortable using them for calls, texts, and emails, but the device is so old that it has trouble downloading attachments. So there is unconfirmed reports out there that his staffers, because he's isolating right now, are trying to teach him how to use a laptop.
Is that why he's always so late for press conferences?
No, because
the clock's broke.
That.
I had to say it.
So, I know. Listen,
I had to.
There is that. There's a folksy element to Doug, and one of the things that he reminds me of is like it's like your uncle that you're like, you're driving me crazy right now. What piece of technology do you refuse to let go of? Like if it's old technology, but you're like, no, I'm still gonna do this. I'm still gonna use this all the time. What is 416-872-9999 999-999 to text. Guys, do you have anything?
I do.
What do you got?
I keep my old MacBook. So I can play my Sims CD-ROMs.
You know you can just download Sims.
I know,
Sims,
but it's not the same. It's not the same.
Why is it not the same?
Because I have all the extend. I don't know. It just doesn't feel
you
the same.
Get a, what, you
I
can
know. It just doesn't feel the same. You don't question Doug Ford. Don't question me.
And my Sim family.
We actually do quite a bit. I have all the expansion packs and stuff.
What are the expansion packs?
Like Sim, like the pet world.
The pet one's important.
Yeah,
you
the dating
get the
one. Yeah, like the you one get bigger you
can,
houses.
What about the one where you can actually go into town? Do you have that one too?
Yeah, I do believe
that was fun.
Sim 3 and on have
all right, yeah. Now, here's the deal.
TJ's like, what?
You're gonna laugh at me. You're gonna laugh at me because I'm gonna sound like a hipster. But. When I was 12 years old, I used to go to the Value Village in Scarborough.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, if you're from Scarborough, you know exactly what Value Village I'm coming. It's across from the school. I forget what the address is. And I used to go buy records for $1 a pop. So I get like vinyl records. Yeah. I'm 32. This is what I started
That's
doing.
That's cool.
I have a record collection now that is well over 500. And most of them are my parents, and I stole them.
Yeah.
But I also bought a bunch.
Some Mumford and Sons, some Lana Del Rey in there, maybe.
No, none of that. No. but anyway, I still use my record player. And it is my parents. It's my mom's record player from 1981.
That is so cool. You have to hang on to that.
And I replaced the needle in, and that's it. It works great. It's awesome. So that's my old piece of tech.
Damn.
And I like it because, you know, when you're... I'm going to sound like a total nerd here, but there is a sound that you get on records 100%. That you don't get elsewhere. It's just a bigger, fuller, thicker sound. And you know me, I'm about being big, full, and thick. Thick boy. Now, 416-872-9999, 999-999 to text. TJ, we actually have some texts rolling in right now.
We do have some texts rolling in right now. I still use my Microsoft 95 mouse with my Mac.
Wow.
That's from
you
Mike.
You can do that?
Yeah, I guess
all
so.
All right.
From the 647, we have a PlayStation 2 that we keep to watch old DVDs and play the original Metal Gear Solid game.
Oh, that's
a good game.
Yeah. Really weird game, but yeah, it's good. My mom refuses to upgrade her computer from Windows XP. That's like 10 operating systems ago, man.
I will say, though, it was pretty trusty.
Yeah, it was better than... Remember Vista?
Oh, yeah.
That was bad.
Oh, boy. I have a Sony BIOS that I will not stop using. I also have a BlackBerry, but I've upgraded to the Key 2, which has Android on the full keyboard.
What was the competitor to the MP3 players, like the iPods, and then there was like two different iPods, and then there was one that
was Sony.
What was it called, producer Jesse?
The Zoom.
The Zoom.
Oh, yeah.
And that was in the Common video for. Remember the Common video for that? Anyway, he has the Zoom in it, and I remember I have a friend that still has the Zoom, and he's like, it was superior technology, way ahead of its time.
Some people still have like their Nanos in their iPods.
Yeah, my dad does. A Nano.
Sweet.
416-872-9999 999-999 to text. What's yours?
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
A 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Okay, so it's old, and you're still using it. Old technology. We know that Doug Ford uses a BlackBerry from 2014 because that's where he wanted to stop. And there, we have a lot of people like that. You know, well, in terms of like technology, we're the political stuff we're not going to get into on this show because that's not what we do. But on you know, like I still use a record player because I've been obsessed with vinyl since I was a little boy.
Yeah.
Jax, you still use?
I still use my old Mac so I can play The Sims.
TJ's like, no, I'm Mr. Tech and I don't use anything
that's
old.
That's right. Anything that's 6 months old, I throw it in the trash. I don't even recycle it, right in the garbage.
Right to the sea turtles.
Yep.
Okay, now, what are the text messages saying?
We got a text from the 289. Somebody said, my beeper. And I texted them back and said, pardon me? And they said, yes, it is green and transparent looking. LOL. I have had it since 1999 when I was in grade 9.
I have a couple friends who are midwives and they still have to use beepers. Like a lot of people, that are in medicine and healthcare.
My mom's husband, Jim.
Yeah, they
works
saw beepers.
He's a doctor and he still uses a beeper every day.
Yeah.
When was the last one made? Like, is it like a newer beeper?
I still think they make them. I just don't think it's made. Like, I don't think it's en masse the way it used to be, right?
It's not public,
Can I be honest with you? I never understood the concept. I've never used one. How does it work?
So you would get a beep, like you would have it on your hip, and then you would get a notification if somebody was trying to get in touch with you. So then you would go and call them back.
And I believe you could send the number. So it would say, this number's trying, call this number
and
right now.
And that's back when you knew phone numbers.
Yeah.
Because I don't know. Guys, I love you. You're my best friends, all three of you in this room. I don't know your phone numbers.
I don't know anybody's phone number. No. My girlfriend's and that's it.
From the 416, Nadine says, DVDs, I just can't let them go.
Yeah, you know, I'm movie people. They love their movie collection, right? It's sort of like it's a badge of honor, kind of like records, right? A
couple moves ago, I got rid of every DVD and Blu-ray I had, and it was so liberating.
I recycle books, too, because all of my stuff's on audiobook now.
Yeah. That's a good call.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. From the 905, touchscreen iPod shuffle. There are a lot of people on the text line that have old iPods. Numerous. My mom even texted me and said, I still use my iPod Nano. I know my best friend Zach has a, you know those big cubed iPods and they had like the circle with the button in the middle. I think it's like 160 gigs. Yeah. He still uses that to this day.
They're
holds
so good.
Thousands of songs.
Man, I got to bring up a text here because I'm not sure if you're going to read this one, but I got to.
Go ahead.
The Nintendo 64.
Oh, yeah. Jesse still has one.
I still have one, too.
Oh, do you?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I've got all the games, too. And I actually augmented that. Like, as I got older, I'm like, these games are super cheap right now, but I know the same thing's going to happen with the original Nintendo as happened with 64, is like the prices are going to go through the roof on these cartridges. Mm-hmm. So I bought all the games that I didn't have, like Star Fox and Mario Tennis and all those.
Star Fox!
So all these games that I have are all now worth like $100 each. And then I'm like, I'm never selling them.
Yeah. You business mogul.
I've had Nintendo 64 parties, just Mario Kart parties.
Were you invited to one of those, Jackson?
I was going to say, I've never heard of these parties.
That
imagine.
That was pre you guys, okay?
I have one more text here from the 647. My mom still has her really old alarm clock / radio. She refuses to get a new one because she's only just figured out what all the buttons do. I have a theory, by the way, that every parent has the exact same really old alarm clock
in
their bedroom.
Is it that brown
one? Yes.
With the silver on it?
My mom and dad had one.
I think that was a Sony or something, or I forget.
Panasonic,
what it,
I think.
Yeah, and if you hit it too hard, the paneling fell off.
Yeah. And they would yell at you.
We would have, yes. Yeah. I remember. Keep them coming. 999-999 to text, or you can call us too. We'd love to hear your voice. 416-872-9999.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
A 99.9 Virgin Radio.
It's old, but you still use it because you refuse to move on from the old technology. Some really great answers, like, you know, Nintendo 64, a lot of old iPods. TJ, what are the other texts saying?
Our GameCube, I absolutely love it. That from the 647. Underrated system.
Oh, so good. And what was the, you know, where the Mario and all the guys, like, they all punch each other?
Mario Fight Club.
No. What is it called? You know Mario what I'm Party. Talking about. Yes, you do.
Super Smash Bros. Jesse? Super Smash
Bros. Yes! He knew, and he was being a jerk about it.
Like,
now I'm going to let him twist in the wind.
I saw that.
Super Smash Brothers, yes. It was so good.
Super Smash Bros.
All right.
not full brothers. Okay. Anyway, Nintendo Wii, that from Nick. That still counts. From the 905, I still have my Walkman from high school, and I graduated in 93.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, I remember my dad's Walkman, the mm-hmm. Sony. Remember what a big deal that was? It was the yellow and black one, and it had the clip on it, and it was like...
Yes.
It was like that very...
I do remember that.
It was very satisfying.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think my dad still has his somewhere. I don't know what we would do with it. But.
Last one here from the 905. My VCR. I have four. Two of them I bought and haven't used yet. I just have them so I can watch my Disney movies till I die.
I mean, yes, that is a plan. That is a plan.
Disney Plus for like $9 a month.
Yeah, but sometimes it's nice to watch them on the original.
Nat Geo. You know what I loved about, actually? If you pull out those old VCRs, they'll say the preview commercials. Because remember, every VCR had commercials. You used to have to watch commercials even though you bought the video. And they would always say, this fall,
coming to Disney. And then it would be like, pulling it out of the vault and it'll go away forever. And it's like, 101 Dalmatians, buy it now before you can never
this
buy
is
it again.
This is going to make me cry. This is so nostalgic.
Do you remember that? Remember those?
Yeah.
But they were totally lying.
Yeah.
We're going to give you 101 Dalmatians, but only in 1993 in the fall and never again.
And I guarantee you, Emma Stone's not going to be in that remake.
For sure. Anyway. Any others?
No.
Okay. All right. Well, TJ's decided the show's over then. Yeah. It's 10:48. We love you. It's snowing in downtown Toronto. I didn't think it was supposed to today.
That's
but
why
here
I
we
decided
are.
The show was over.
Welcome to April.
It's going to get warmer later.
Yeah.
Cool.
You know,
stop it.
The problem with right now is everything's, it's going to get better later.
Yeah.
Everything in our lives right now is, it's not good right now, but maybe later. I'm sick of maybe later, but it will be 17 degrees tomorrow. We love you. Have a wonderful day. Your everyday payday. Your next keyword is going to be at 1 o'clock today and then 3 o'clock and then 5 o'clock. Have a great one. We'll see you tomorrow morning for Friday.
Ciao.
Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ and Jax.